This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Average automobile age in the U.S. is now a record 11 and a half years old, a sign of the increased reliability of vehicles and the lingering impact of the sharp drop in new car sales during the recession. 40% of gun buys in the U.S. do not involve dealers, and as private purchases at gun shows and from individuals, there are no background checks. Medicaid and Medicare have now turned 50 years of age. More than 30% of the 55 million Medicare beneficiaries and over half of the 66 million Medicaid beneficiaries are managed by private companies. UPS, the giant package delivery company, says it will buy as much as 46 million gallons of renewable diesel over the next 3 years to reach 12% displacement of petroleum-based products by 2017. A study of 2,200 arbitration cases reviewed by judges found that they affirmed 75% of the decisions, finding that the arbitrator did stick to the agreement and did not impose a personal judgment. Michigan Supreme Court ruled that state employees are covered by the state's right-to-work law adopted in 2012. Decision frees those among the state workers who chose not to join a union. The UAW and other unions had argued in court that the right-to-work law did not apply to civil servants because only the Civil Service Commission and not the state legislature could decide that. 20 states provide in-state tuition regardless of immigration status. A handful of states, Massachusetts, Ohio, Virginia, and New Hampshire, provide in-state rates to students who hold DACA or deferred action status. 3 states have a full or partial ban against any enrollment of undocumented students, including Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina. The rest, including Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, have no policy whatsoever. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.